He came up with the formulation of his name because the dude said Yao.
Right. So Yosuke. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Hancho, tag team of this fucking review. Can I add in the fucking introduction, nigga? Like, this is the hypest he ever fucking been. He got some new music from his fucking artist now. He won't know how to act. But anyway, you know. So anyway, we're doing a review on Yosuke on Netflix. We watched the first episode. That shit was fucking amazing.
Shit was fucking fire.
Which, when I first saw the trailer, I thought it was just some regular samurai shit. But then they add in robots and Lord of the Dead and shit.
Motherfuckers with hairy boobs.
I would say, and the reason why I didn't start the podcast earlier, because it was a lot. It was a lot of shit that was going on. Not in a bad way, but it was like a lot that we had to rewatch and go back into. So this is just an introduction. So I at least want to get that out of the way. But God damn, that shit was fucking interesting from the beginning to the end.
Yes, indeed.
Actually, I'm curious, how many episodes do we have of this? Only six episodes, so yeah. Thank God I didn't get what?
Actually, that's just like six episodes.
We
should do day by day.
Day by day?
Yeah.
Well, only watch one episode a day? Damn.
There's six episodes, so it's not like
it's, you know what I'm saying? Right. I feel you on that. Alright, so we can rewatch the first one then. Yeah, honestly, we would probably just finish that shit right here, man. The Gundams look fire as shit. But apparently you can take the Gundam out with just regular swords and shit. That's why I said there's a lot going on. There's magic, there's robots, there's beasts, there's priests and shit. Goddess, what the fuck. Oh,
Nukayu Yasuke, from servant to samurai. The only one who didn't betray me. We should drink today.
Take it from that statement. I like how, if you just look in history alone, even though they call us savages, dogs, and shit. And I'm podcasting, by the way. Even just taking that to the conversation, no matter what they've done to us, whatever, we're still loyal in some type of form. Like, even when we just wanted to be by ourselves and just want nothing to do with them, we're still peaceful. We still try to coexist. And, you know, these motherfuckers, who is the true savages and motherfuckers, white people, that enslave us and all that shit.
Nightmare.
Even being bought by someone else, this nigga showed nothing but loyalty. Mm.
We do not have time for this. The Daimyo is going to bring all of hell to those doors.
Let them come. They are the guests of honor to our little party. Yasuke, take it. Drink with me. Celebrate this moment.
What is there to celebrate, my lord? Your forces are scattered. Your dream of a unified Japan is gone. The temple walls burn as we speak.
I am still your lord. If I die here, perhaps it's here we'll let Ranmaru live. Are you sure he made it out in time?
He was smuggled out on the last ship of the bay, just as you requested.
Was he afraid?
No, he was strong.
Now, all that is left for me is an honorable death.
My lord, if we barricade the side entries and force them to enter through the gallery halls, we can bottleneck their forces and then cut them down in waves.
I appoint you, Yasuke, as Kaishakuni.
Does she still sit low?
What?
Well, do he want
to
be a servant or something?
Hmm.
This is what you want to do.
Hmm. Even with, like, maze and shit, how come we don't automatically treat them with respect and shit? With maze and, like, you know, janitors and...
Yeah, but also
movements.
Why the fuck does it exist?
I mean, someone gotta fucking do it. Unless it should be, like, a community thing, if you're saying.
Like, janitor and all that, cleaning up, I get that. Or, like, a maze and shit. What the fuck is that?
Oh, well... Now that you say that, I mean, we should all be responsible to clean our house and shit, or our own, wash our own kids, or whatever the fuck. I see where you're going there. But maids and shit wasn't made for color folks. It was a white privileged thing. Because, like, a lot of black people, we wasn't in a position to pay for somebody to be our maid, pay for somebody to wash our kids and shit. It was like a lot of people doing us favors and shit in our community. Like our grandmother, our mother, or some shit, our uncle, or whatever the fuck.
Let's just look at the psychological.
Who
made that up?
Someone that owns like a big ass house? That can't, or not willing to clean every speck of that house?
Let me get another human. That's not even something that crosses my mind.
Because you're not in that position for that to cross your mind. All right, so if you own that big-ass mansion, which I know you would never go for, but if you own a big-ass mansion, you willing to clean every aspect of that house?
I'm not going
to
use all the
house. But you're going to have to clean. You're going to have to do maintenance or some shit. Like, even flowers and shit. That shit grows all around your fucking house. It's not going to only grow in one spot, but you're going to maintain all that field. You can deal with that?
Yes.
Okay.
In my head, I don't see me fucking hiring or, like, having somebody be my male servant. This shit just doesn't sit well with me. When I had my own 2 feet, if I was wheelchair, like, then you couldn't have my legs or something, that's different.
Mm.
I need somebody to help. But if I can move, who the fuck? Give me some water. I don't see
that. Well, I said, I wouldn't necessarily have a maid or whatever, but like a personal chef or some shit, I'd be down for it. But if I did have a maid or like a servant or whatever, I would like be we would have like a very close relationship or whatever. Fuck, like, you know how like once they clean and then if I had kids or some shit, they fuck something up and then they expect for the me or whatever fuck to take care of. No, like, let my kids know they fucked up. Like, you just made a mess, clean after yourself. Two is, the way how I see it is giving some like opportunity as well. Like, if they not good in school or like all they know how to do is clean or whatever the fuck, like, I give you, I'm willing to pay you a decent amount and give you like a place, whatever the fuck, to like grow and shit and like help out your family, whatever the fuck. Or, especially like, cause like, you know, United States consider Mexicans and shit aliens and whatever the fuck. That's like one of the usual jobs, especially also in the black community as well. Is one of also usual jobs as well, sadly. But what else? Oh. Or, because I don't see myself having a big-ass mansion as well. I see me having, like, a nice, like, a capable home where I can, like, at least be willing and able to do all that chores and shit myself anyway. But I would raise my kids in a way how, like, they wouldn't look at it like a normal chore, but they would look at it like a job. Like, instead of just coming for me and asking for money, see what need to be done around the house. And I would leave, like, prices and shit. Like, if you take out the trash or whatever all around the house, that's, like, $20 or some shit or whatever the fuck. Clean the bathroom or whatever the fuck, that's $60. Sweeping the floor, mopping the floor or whatever the fuck, combined $15 or some shit. Like, I would treat it like a job. So I already have them on the mindset, like, all right, if I do this or whatever the fuck, I have money. I have bread or whatever the fuck. And then, you know, everything. Now I can able to do what I want or not asking my father for this and that and shit. Like, I took care of it. Instead of looking at it as in, like, a normal chore or whatever the fuck, hopefully I can get in a mind of, like, grinding for a bigger purpose. Like, and that's another thing I hate in this society. Like, why jobs doesn't make it seem like it's a bigger purpose? You telling me if I spend, I'm supposed to spend years in this job and put effort into this career, I mean, into this organization and shit to prove myself. But it doesn't invest in me till I get there. Like, what the fuck? It doesn't give me no benefits. It doesn't give me a car, none of that shit. And then, like, I'm still expected to come in every day, same time, whatever the fuck, same 40 hours a week. If I want more than that, I gotta work extra hard. Like, why can't you just give me extra money for me just, you know, being here, whatever the fuck, for me still working for you? So it's just.
So you just pretty much put in extra energy for somebody else's company that's, you know, going to get the benefit of all of that. And you don't see that until whenever you see that.
And the tax return, they still take money out of your tax return.
Actually, so I remember, it was just so weird to me, but I just wanted to know, like, the backgrounds, like, somebody's, like, mind to think they need, like, to think they made a certain, like, what are you possibly doing that you can't do this shit by yourself? That's the thing that fucks me up, because nobody's here to serve
me. That's the thing. One, I don't, like, if it was just, if we was normalizing the respect and shit that we give our janitors, how we should be able to keep public bathroom clean and shit, like, it shouldn't be a full responsibility of a janitor keeping that spot clean when the community and shit is using it. And they the one making the mess. Like, you should clean it to yourself. You should be showing that love and respect. So when I look at the maid as well, like, it's a job that people good at and willing to do it. Why not? But be sure also give them that respect and love and shit. Like, if you clean my house, whatever, there's no reason why my kids, I would let my kids run around making a mess and shit. Don't know how to behave or whatever. Or they start looking at you and expecting shit out of you. Like, no. Let them know from the rip. I work here. I don't do this shit to please y'all, whatever the fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't have to kiss on my ass, you know? Please other people and serve themselves.
Please and serve.
My grandma's a fine example of that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm just like, who the fuck beat that up? Just like me in my life, I'm a good person. I'm good at giving up, but receiving, I struggle.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, if like, first of all, if I know for a fact I had a maid and she like struggling at home, like let's say like she like a single mother or some shit, what? Bring that little nigga over here too. Let him grind with my kids. Shit, I help him get in school as well. Like, why the fuck not? You put in this effort to keep my home safe and, you know, peaceful and everything. Why not do the same for you? If that's the case, then you shouldn't have a big ass fucking house.
Thank you. Unless you're gonna have other people, a community living with you where everybody holds their own weight. Like, it's just like the common sense that just doesn't make sense. Like, oh, I need a maid. I'm gonna have one person. It would be one person. Have one person clean up this whole shit. And then I'll go home and y'all have no energy for themselves.
Or so they be having maids in the 80s and shit and still expecting them to clean their whole fucking mansion. Which, my grandma was the prime example of that shit.
That shit is wild to me. I don't know, is that thing where us humans period, we are individuals and we don't got our own shit going on, we have our own thing. And for us to, like, I don't know, it's like that serving others, that shit fucking
which
serve you, bitch.
Which? I used to be a janitor for like Parks and Rec. I fucking hated it because like when I just thought about slavery, I was like, I was just pointing similarities into this shit. I'm just like, people smell on my face and whatever. And when something goes wrong, they child badass kid spills something, they look at me and expect me to clean this shit up. Like, yo, your child just spilled it. How long is it going to take for you to bend over and wipe that shit up yourself? The fuck? The child be old enough to know some common sense.
Like, it's like teaching the young girls, clean that up. I'm going to clean up everybody's
shit. I mean, it's like, if you're a grown-ass woman, there's no reason for me to have to tell you to wipe after yourself, like, in the bathroom or some shit. Like, why are you leaving stains on the toilet? Okay, like, you know someone else is going to have to sit there or whatever.
That's the one, right? Oh, I'll have, quote-unquote, somebody else. This is somebody else's job. So, they can classify a job and shit. Oh, well, you get paid for that. I don't get paid for it, so I'm not going to do it. That's the shit that fucks me.
Which I'm not even gonna hold you. I used to have that mindset. Mm-hmm. Like when I went to like baseball games and shit, and like I would just leave my trash. I was like, fuck it. Like someone else is gonna pay to pick this shit up.
That's shit that just annoys me.
But then once I actually experienced that job, I was like, yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Even
that
clothing store, this shit, I put that shit right on back. I work at the clothing store. You fold up clothes. Somebody come over and then put it back down, I just be like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, you see me how nicely I put it?
It's a nightmare. That's what it is.
They call
it that shit. But, let's get into it.
If y'all haven't noticed, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time we've been watching this episode. This is like my third time. So, surely I got the commitment here and everything out of the group. But they don't want to let me continue watching on.
So, keep watching so you see other details.
This is my final. Still fight back. This is the only way to save her. No, there is no honor in this. Thank you. Yes, kid.
Yeah, that's cool. I can never do that to myself. But it's a well-known tradition, even to this day, like they would commit that for honor or whatever the fuck. Emotionally scarred with some tattoos or whatever the fuck. dark as moonlight, hair growth with some patch of white, you know, to show experience. Some age into it, like fine wine. Do you like wine? I never like wine.
It always tastes like fish pills.
Tastes like fish what?
Pills.
I mean, if you drink too much of it, but just drinking like a certain amount, like wine or whatever, fuck, apparently it does give you some good benefits.
And it's like the closest thing to give you to like a buzz feeling of like weed than alcohol. Like alcohol make you feel like trash, while wine supposed to make you feel like uppery, laugh, you know, shits and giggles. Yeah, and it also make you sleepy as well. But, you know, alcohol and liquor wiles you up. Probably make dumb decisions. Sleep with people that you shouldn't have. Blackouts.
For me, like sometimes my body get to a point where I'm like, all right,
we can't take this toxic shit. Whatever, fuck. So you know how people be throwing up when they drink too much? I just throw up for like my body won't accept it.
Yeah.
Like and then I was like, when I got to that point of knowledge, I was like, I'm not going in constant position in my body if I'm just going to throw it up. Unless it's like a mixed drink or some shit, fuck it. But straight up shots and shit.
I used to be a bad bitch with that.
I used to get in contest with that shit.
Yeah.
Which funny. My first experience, what an alcohol drink. I was like 4 or 5. And I went to the like refrigerator and shit. And I was like thirsty. I grabbed a beer. That shit tastes like fucking piss. I still remember the taste of that shit. That shit nasty.
Yeah.
Second encounter, I was like 10, 11 or whatever, fuck. And I went to my refrigerator and I grabbed this like fancy, it looked like fancy ass chocolate milk in a glass bottle. And it did say chocolate milk. I didn't see the alcohol label or none of that shit. And I took a swig. The first beginning taste, ooh, so sweet. So good. And then it was like burn, like I'm like, what the fuck is this? Burn my throat and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? And I put it back and I just never touch it again. That's what I'm saying. Like, kids need to experience shit. They do need to experience shit so they can see and understand, like, what is this or whatever fuck. I don't think it's a bad idea to introduce, like, you know, like for example, like the way how my brother was involved in my life, he let me try shit. If I didn't like it, he didn't force it upon me. And it never got brought up again, like beer and shit. He let me try it, like, oh, you curious? Instead of letting you just being curious and shit, experience this out on your own, or experience with people that you don't know any better, be bad influence and shit, experience it here right now, and then you can make that decision on your own. I tasted it, I didn't fucking like it. And I never once drank till I was up in the age I was able to buy my own shit. It's because I can explore now. I can experience whatever the fuck I'm going to experience.
With.
For the kids that like it, now you know. Now I can watch out for my kid because now I know that you like it. And at least I can work with you and talk to you. And hopefully I can influence you in the right direction. Instead of just like, oh, don't do this or whatever fuck. And then I know you out here with young adults. If I know that you the teenager kid that I used to be, you're going to try this shit on your own. Or you're going to try this with your friends. Or somebody going to push you, pressure you into trying this or whatever fuck. Oh, you're a narc or something. I don't know, nerd or whatever the fuck. Or you a pansy, a pussy for not trying this or something. Somebody going to put this pressure upon you. But if I at least give you an experience of what you can look out for, or what you know your limit is at, hopefully I can put that in play. If anything, you still going to go about your day or whatever fuck. If you at least try it, or I at least show you how it's like, and, you know, let's say for like weed shit, I would let my child join me or whatever at around like age of 16 or whatever fuck, when they have that mature mindset. Because one, I would like to be the one to introduce you to this world, and I would like to show you the pace of it. You don't have to do this unbelievable, like to your limit, and plus you get to see how you react to this drug. If you fall asleep and shit, if you sleepy drinking because you drink wine or whatever, or you smoke weed or whatever, fuck, that's not a safe habit to do with a bunch of people. Who's gonna take advantage of you and all that shit? So you gotta watch out for it. Well, at least I know, especially if I'm a young woman or whatever, fuck, if I drink, I tend to do dumb shit or I black out.
I shouldn't be blacking out around men. I shouldn't be blacking out around women or whatever the fuck or whoever. If I'm going to black out, I should do this in my own safe space. At least I can introduce that to you. If I just let you glow up blind and shit or whatever the fuck, like, you have no control for that. You don't know what you're looking out for because you never experienced. So I think we shouldn't be high in all of this activities and shit, sex or whatever the fuck, you know, from the kids and shit, for them to be curious and now, wow. Because when I teach my son about sex and protection and shit, now he end up impregnating some crazy ass baby mama. Now I expect money and shit from him. Or because I didn't teach my daughter about, you know, not letting some man pressure you, you know, in sex or whatever fuck, or like, because you made a mistake, you don't have to give birth to this child. You made a mistake, you don't have to give birth to this child. It's okay to have an abortion because you're not in that position to take care of it. It's okay. You shouldn't be judged for it. We shouldn't be, you know, clowning you for it or whatever. You make the big decision than anybody else can make. You acknowledge you can't take care of this child. And why would I bring him to this world if I can't take care of this child? What, foster care? We know how the foster care works in the United States. Why would I bring this kid into this world if I can't take care of him and his better future is foster care? No. I think you should have an abortion because you're not ready. There's nothing wrong with you trying later in the future when you are in that position. If anything, this should be a lesson and experience for you. So shit like that. For a man point of view, they are so scared for their daughter, you know, to be whores or whatever the fuck. But I would rather for my daughter, I'm not gonna say holding around, but I would rather for her to be experienced enough to know what she want. At least be with a man that she can find a desire or whatever fuck. Shit. Yeah, let's go experience. Because like, you, all that good talk about you find a good man or whatever fuck till you get that good dick. Can you tell the difference between good dick and good love? I hope you can tell the difference. I would hate for you to be wasting your time and your energy with a nigga that just fucking you. And that's one thing you should understand. Hopefully I can put that into her mindset. If anything, to my son. Whatever. No matter how much love, attention, effort you put into this woman, if she still won't look at you or love you the same or whatever, if you wasn't doing none of this shit, she ain't worth it. So you don't put all your efforts into one basket, motherfucker. Try out, see where it goes, acknowledge that shit, analyze it. And if shit not adding up, then bounce. There's no reason for you to stick with this woman. Especially if she would consider, if prenup women, they would turn down a marriage real quick if a man introduced a prenup. One, you're protecting your shit, my nigga. There's nothing wrong with that. If you truly believe that you shouldn't have to share half of your shit with somebody that wasn't there in the first place for you to build it up in the first place, then, yeah. Make her son a fucking prenup. The fuck? And to my daughter and everything. One, if a man is still willing to marry you and not willing to share his product or his, like, franchise or whatever the fuck with you, you should still be willing to marry that nigga. Because, like, even out of everybody else in this world, he's still willing to marry you. But he's just not willing to share or give you half of his shit if you try to leave him. And if you're looking at that, you're a gold digger. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to judge you for that. But just know the game that you're playing, honey. If you add in a prenup, he's not going to let you be a gold digger. And if you can't fuck with him because of that, you're a gold digger. Like, that's exactly what he's afraid of. And you walking away from him. You proving him right. The fuck? If it was truly about love and about this and all that shit, why we never hear about, like, let me get my love back in a marriage court? It's all about profit or, like, you know, what you can get from your spouse because he's leaving you. If I had any advice for women, yes, it's okay to have a whole face. Men have a whole face. It's okay to go out, fuck whoever you want, but at the same time, I think you should also be looking into, like, understanding what do a man desire more than yourself. Because if anything, I guarantee whatever man you've been with, he'll pay attention to at least a couple things that you want. What you would like to be done for you, how you like your meal to be cooked or whatever. He knows something about you. Do you know anything about your man other than giving him some pussy? Can he be honest with you? Can he talk to you? Can he, like, grow with you? Can he build with you? That's the question that you need to be asking for yourself. And then maybe you will find that perfect man that you've been looking for. But if all you worry about yourself, me, what I need, my desires and all that shit, how can you find the perfect fucking man? Because all you think about already in a relationship, what can he do for you? What can you do for him? And before, like, you know, they start to say, like, you know, what about guys and all that shit? Like, again, guys know what you want. By the time we even make that move to pursue you and all that shit, we know what we want. Even when it's with sex, we know what we want. I'm not even saying we know what we want. Well, it's also we know what we want. And we know what we are willing to do and to achieve or whatever the fuck. But we know all about it. We know exactly, like, most likely exactly, like, what you desire when you pursue you. If you seem like a woman that want, like, a high class man or a man that want that know what he doing in life and all that, we know how to come and present it. But y'all wouldn't necessarily know what a man want when you coming at us. I got lost. How? You get pursued by men. You get pursued by men. Don't men pursue you? And don't they usually come with, like, well, actually, I don't know how that comes for y'all. But it's like a mutual understanding, right? Usually.
Like, what you mean? Like, mutual understanding with the
thing?
Hmm? Like, mutual understanding with the guys pursuing you?
Yeah, like.
Because if it was a mutual understanding, it will still be connected.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Joseph.
So, like, the heterosexual stuff, you show me a part of your world.
Hmm. So, yeah. You think it's just people being not honest with their true intention most of the time?
Yes.
Actually, that is a good question. Yeah. Why is so many of y'all single? Like, it's really hard for, like, in the gay community to be in a relationship. I wonder, is that the same for women as well? Or is it just really high for, like, niggas? Is it, like, more common for, like, gay women to be in a relationship?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not gay. I really wouldn't know. But do I see, like, them being there? Yeah. But I know they got, like, this shit too. But as far as I know, they be, like, together.
Is it common to see two gay men together?
No.
Like, as couple-wise?
No.
Mm.
It's always a surprise to me. Like, even on Instagram, they show, like, two gay men together. I'm always, like, 2 minutes.
Why are you so specific on the two men of color?
Well, listen.
like a man of color and a white man. That doesn't count.
That doesn't move me.
Uh-huh. How it doesn't move you?
That doesn't move me.
Mm-hmm. Not connect to that. I connect to that. It's just like, you know, if we see, like, white heroes and shit on TV or whatever, I don't connect to that. But when I see, like, a black unique hero or whatever, oh, shit, like, you know, I can relate. Like, that's me or whatever.
No,
so
shit.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Yes, or it's like a desire you want. When you see, like, two black men together, like,
yeah,
oh, I want that.
Yeah, I'm just, like, looking like this like that. And I really hope, like, they really connected and, like, really, like, being intimate with one another, like, really sharing, like, their reality day to day and shit.
So from that, I can say for sure, like, it's not only white people fall in that direction. We can't deny that, because y'all directed where entertainment and everything comes into play, and what is love and what is not love, you know, all that shit. But I could definitely say it's also the world fault as that, because we're more accepted to seeing gay women, you know, even to, like, you know, straight relationship. Like, it's more acceptable for, like, you know, I'd be willing to set my girlfriend if she was, like, bi or whatever the fuck, you know, because that benefit me, whatever the fuck. But, you know, or, like, seeing two gay women love each other, whatever the fuck, that's more acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing, like, two gay men, whatever the fuck, like, oh, that's odd, that's weird, that's, you know, what the fuck. And I be seeing niggas be getting so heated over this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you so mad? Like, him sticking his dick into somebody else, like, that matters to you? Even if he was straight, would you have noticed? Would you have paid much attention to it?
That's not like him.
So why are you putting so much effort into, like, you know, what his sexuality is? What, who he's loving? If anything, you should be happy because there's more females out here for you. And, you know, I'm just thinking shit like that. So that's why I never got pressed or mad about that shit. I'm just like, okay, he's gay. And so, what the fuck that got to do with me? They'll be like, how can you be friends with him? What do you mean? You don't see that nigga? You don't see how the girls act around him and all that shit? That's, he basically like a fucking flame. Anything. The girls is like a moth. They can't touch him because he's gay. They can't have him because he's gay. And all that female attention he don't want. So I'm just here in the mix of whatever the fuck, taking that off his hands. I'm basically like his shiny knight, white armor, or whatever the fuck. So thank you very much. It's benefits. If anything, that shows benefits of having that gay friend. You know, but nobody want to take that or whatever the fuck. Or, like, if you want to better understand a woman, your gay friend can, like, go there and jump into that conversation and help you out or whatever the fuck. Like, there's benefits of having a gay friend. Just like there's benefits to have a straight fucking friend. You know, instead of just coexisting with each other, to learn, to have a different perspective from each other. Like, maybe, like, even, like, you know, I appreciate y'all because I think y'all more broadcast self-love, taking care of yourself and everything into play. And I think if it wasn't because of y'all coming into the mix, I don't think men would have been as such clean and keeping each other. Because women was fine with us being dirty, as long as we had that hierarchy or whatever fuck, we were strong men, you know, desirable men or whatever fuck. Women was fine with us being dirty.
Someone was still with that.
Yep. Yeah. Or they would find him sus.
Oh yeah. Like
even a man that enjoy desserts and shit, women would find that sus. Mm-hmm. Or, like, just take into account, y'all was so comfortable wearing pink and purple, like, something as simple as color. But, you know, into the man world, wearing pink and purple wasn't a manly thing. If anything, purple you could get away with, but pink, you would never see a nigga wear pink. And then, you know, somebody that was comfortable with this guy wouldn't necessarily say they was gay or whatever the fuck, but they was comfortable with wearing whatever the fuck they wanted to wear. And they encouraged, like, you know, to show, like, you could still be manly wearing pink or whatever the fuck, like, just the fucking color. And no one should give a fuck or pay this much attention to you for wearing a simple fucking color.
I tell you, the human... I'm still fucked up on how to get sexuality in the workplace or, you know, like the whatever it is. Like, why do you care about somebody else's sex life? It just, that shit still won't sit well with me.
Like, does it benefit you? Did it change anything? Does it affect you? Like, even just take it to the concept of, like, if my child was gay, I still wouldn't care. Because, one, I don't want to hear about who my son is fucking at. We can connect to. That's something that we connect to. Talk about bitches or whatever fuck. And hopefully, to a certain extent, I would be down to have that conversation with my daughter as well, because I would want her to have that male perspective view of what she should find a man at the end of the day. But at the same time, I don't give a fuck even my daughter, my son, or whatever. I don't want to hear about too much of your sex life.
Thank you.
I don't want to hear about who you fucking or whatever fuck.
What the fuck?
Or if I'm really curious, I would ask the question.
Yeah.
I won't judge you upon
right.
that.
I'm curious in the question. But when they just come out of nowhere, like, I understand how. Because you're not. So let it go.
Or just stick it to the normal concept. I can't help who I find interesting. And actually, the girls that I pick is always the eyeballs. Actually, I'm still into somewhat tomboys girls. The really one that wear, like, the oversized hoodie and shit. Mm-hmm. Very laid back. Do, like, you know, shit that city girls would never fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
Not too high maintenance. Mm-hmm. No, can have a bad hair day and be fucked the world or whatever fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I find that so fucking interesting.
Beautiful.
Growing up in the hood, I didn't see that too often. Like, almost every fucking black girl in my hood was trying to be like a city girl and shit. You know, with the fake nails, with the weave and all that shit. and I didn't really find them interesting. But for the girls that was colored, that was just, you know, like 2x experience the struggle and just acknowledge anything. Like, yeah, I got a bad hair. So what? I'm wearing my natural hair. I don't give a fuck about that. How you view it? I find that so fucking desirable, sexy. Or like, you know, since you fuck with men's and shit, they want your opinion, your perspective on just on that alone.
Just it will benefit them.
Well, drama. That's yeah, that just
will benefit them. Yeah, bitch, I need to do that.
Because you're willing to listen to me instead of my toxic man.
Versus like those town boys and shit, like they would just be like being ourselves. That's what you like. You like a person who's beautiful.
And I will say, like, usually the tumbles I experienced with, they able to be in a different space, as long as it wasn't no judgment.
Right.
Like, for example, like, a tumble that was into, like, you know, skateboarding and all that shit. I had no experience in that field, but we can come together in music or whatever the fuck.
Sure.
Be in our own lane. Like, all right, I can connect with you, like, with this one. I'm ready to chill and just lay back and listen to music. You know, we can connect or whatever the fuck. If I'm in your space watching you skateboard or whatever, I'm not necessarily doing the same activity with you, but I can watch you enjoy it.
Well, shit. That's called coexisting, man.
Mm.
You know how to coexist. Shout out to you.
Mm. But that city girl mentality, like, they don't know how to coexist.
It's all about that. Self.
And the city boy as well. Okay. I said for the city boy mentality, it's all about that trench. Like, yo, bro, like, we got to do this. We got to wear this. We got to impress. We got to have the baddest bitch, you know, in our circle.
Bitches. It's a nightmare. I hung out with the city boy. He didn't even want to drive in the rental that I had. He said, I need tinted windows. Like, people can look in here. It's very paranoid. Like, people can look in here. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you know, you think of people watching you and shit.
Which they do. You ever be driving, you stop with the sunlight, and they just staring at you, like, at the bus stop. Like, they be staring, like, mad and shit, like, this nigga in the ride, whatever, fuck, I gotta wait for this bus. Like, they do. I be happy and shit, I be pulling up, like, jamming to my music, whatever, fuck. But I do understand that mindset alone, because people do be fucking staring.
I was gonna say, like, but when you have intent on, people look even more. Because I look even more, I be like, yo, like, I can't.
Who pull up?
Who the fuck, yeah. So, and then that the cops involved, like, so the cops already know who to target because you make it obvious that you're hiding something.
But in reality, it doesn't even fucking matter what you do.
Right, sure. But, yo, I understood that. I'd be like, at a stop sign, listen to music, like, you see them.
I'd be jamming to myself, and they'd be looking like, yo, this motherfucking happy shit. Jamming to himself, I gotta go to work and shit. Like, they be staring, like, oh, even when I drive next to a bus and shit, these motherfuckers just be staring at me.
Yo, people do that. People always do that. Like, even the bus driver, like, they want to see. I'm not gonna lie, I've been doing too. Like, I've been wanting to see. So, car do some dumb ass shit. I gotta see who it was. Because I'm like, yo, what the fuck would you do? Man. And as soon as I get close up to him, I peep and be like, man, I don't know why I do this, but they prevent that to my attention. I need to, like, watch that, too. I don't know, but, you know, I really do, like, looking at other, like, human beings, because I'm like, I find some of them.
Or another example, I see people do some dumb shit without no tinted windows, like they digging up their nose and shit, not realizing people's watching. So I can understand with the tinted windows, like, you feel safe to do dumb shit while people viewing you or trying to capture it. Because, like, you know, now we live in a world where people want to capture any moment. So you don't know what moment you do in your car that could be on YouTube or whatever the fuck. Like, you're just enjoying your life in your own space in your car, and then you just see a video of yourself digging up your nose. Or you had a bad day, you flipping out and fuck off, or you really singing a song emotionally and shit. And somebody wanna record you, like, look at this motherfucker, so emotional and shit with this song.
You know, motherfuckers like can't just let you enjoy your own space.
No shit. I don't like that 10-minute shit. I don't know, that shit's scary. But that shit looking like a drive-by shit.
Actually, tinted windows is used to protect you from the sunlight. So you don't get blind from like if the sun is like too directly in your face. Like that's how it should be.
Can you imagine doing that shit at night though, driving? Mm-hmm.
Actually, I never had tinted windows experience with, so I am curious how it looks at night.
I'm telling you, that's the darkest shit.
I see why they lights be so bright.
I almost landed my cat this time.
Okay. I told you no training in my bar. You're scaring away the customers.
He says something during this episode, and I want to see if you pick up that it really relates to me or not, because I see where you was coming from like, you know, you relate to your tribe or whatever in Africa and how you perceive me relating back to the native tribe and everything. So I want to see if you pick up on that. A strong statement, but I think that should relate to our people as well. We just going for peace when there's no freedom, so clearly that's gonna cancel out each other. War bring peace. I think a lot of us should be looking towards war to protect our people. That's all we want. We want to be able to live, grow with our community. We don't want shit to do with y'all.
I'm the greatest warrior in all the land.
Shut up. Stay right there.
Now that he broke his rib. But see, even amongst criminals, there's some type of law or rules like, all right, we're not going to attack this little child or whatever fuck, but we are going to rob this adult though. Like, it's fucked up, but it was bruised to this shit. Like, at least it was some type of balance wherever the fuck. Now, people just don't give a fuck. I rob a kid, I kill a kid or whatever the fuck. Like, yo, and these niggas still living in the neighborhood and shit. We not trying to, you know, set examples and shit. Like, no, this is not how we're going to do shit. We're not going to support this nigga. Kid, we are automatically get painted as naive and don't know any better, don't know what we talking. Yet a kid his age could be mature to be that knowledge, you know, be able to like detect, like, all right, I know the difference between a good man and a bad man or whatever. I know a difference between a civilian and to a thief, a robber or some shit. Like, we could tell the fucking difference. But y'all want to hide this world from us and make it seem like it's all good too and sunshines and make us naive and shit. For us to fall for the fucking bullshit.
Thank you.
Get it.
Hey, come back here.
Another fun fact, it actually been proven that walking barefoot is more beneficial to kids than walking with shoes and shit. So they can get the feeling of the ground and the texture and shit. I used to walk around barefoot a lot of times as a kid, you know, because I was in a poor, you know, environment.
Supply aside, but don't be coming. I'll be better next time.
Another thing that we should be teaching to the younger generation, treasure whatever valuables that you have. You shouldn't be longing to the new shit, to the next trending thing. Treasure where you have now. The fuck? You won't have it forever. Or you won't always have a guarantee. Like now we in the world, yes, even with all the money in the world that we have now, you won't have the newest Xbox because so many people is after it and targeting and buying up all the fucking resources and shit. So even if you have all the fucking money now, you won't have the option to. So you should cherish what the fuck you have now.
I'm okay, mother. You're on fire. What happened? Sahi was holding it and it just split in two. How was I trained?
It wasn't even no pills or nothing.
Me and Don said the same shit.
I guess that's a vodka.
Oh, y'all said no?
Yeah. Huh?
What are you telling
them? We both said no to that situation.
Yeah, that bitch. Ain't she like a beast or something? She won't eat him.
He said the same shit. But it's funny though. So, in Japan, they liquor is sake. Or like sake or some shit. While in the United States, we go buy vodka or whatever the fuck. So she was asking for vodka. He didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. Mm-hmm. But for a drink or whatever the fuck, she should have asked for sake or some shit. Mm-hmm. Which, this shit is strong. Which I want to try from a chef. Yeah! You're going to die eventually. Which, I don't know why that's such a hard discussion to have with people. We're not going to live forever on this planet. Like, that's guaranteed.
Over here, this shit.
You tell me I have no honor?
Monday.
Then this nigga's like these.
What on earth is there in striking down a child?
What's going on here?
I shall stop this at once.
Wait, this could be interesting.
Of course.
You dare speak to me? You allow your servant to speak?
I apologize for his slippery tongue.
He should know his place. Shut his mouth.
You see like that shit.
Leave the boy alone.
I hear it.
Guess I'll have to shut your mouth for you.
See that shit right there? It's always like this. That's far from me. Because if it was the other way around,
he would have killed.
Period.
And that's another thing I find in humans, like, when it comes to, like, heroes and shit, we want to set boundaries and standards for these niggas. And, you know, we so accepting to that. But then, we don't hold that same standards to our armies. Our troops and shit, we go to other countries, start shit, or have some hidden agenda in their lands and shit, fucking up shit. And then we don't hold the same standards with them, but yet, when it comes to our movies and what we preach for, like, what we consider a hero or whatever, fuck, we hold that so high maintenance. If I were to paint my story about a nigga killing a motherfucker that deserve it, oh, that is such a judgment of life. You shouldn't be taking life or whatever the fuck. You know, who are you to take a life and all that shit? But this motherfucker was planning on taking a life. Or he has. This motherfucker was so willing to kill a kid.
That's the one. And then not only that, going back, piggybacking off the army that you had fucking said too. Half of people don't even know that. I didn't even know that until I started educating myself. Like, shit, they take it away from other countries and shit. I always thought that they was fucking with us. And then the deeper that I got, you know, learning about history and shit, it's not us, it's America fucking with other people.
Or we want to paint them as savages or some type of villain or whatever the fuck. You know, everything we're doing is justified or whatever the fuck. But then it's like, it's hidden agendas. Why are there classified information? Why is that? Why is there classified information? You can't tell me, like, oh, we just hunting for the better of the civilians and everything.
That's the one. But they don't want you to be.
You don't want no panic or whatever the fuck. No, you don't want us to know your true intent, like, what you've been fucking with or whatever the fuck.
Because they already know that we're not going to be with this shit. Like, no, we're not doing that.
Speaking of, I got this bullshit in my mail today.
White House, Washington. What the fuck is this?
I don't know.
Know this number. My phone number.
Well, one, I'm not sure if this, like, talk about, like, the second one that we already received. Because this was this was issued, like, around, like, April 19th.
Oh. What we at, man? What, did you get one?
Yeah, I got the third one.
Oh, yeah, cool. Then that must be
Yeah, so one. I'm just like, what's it?
I don't know if I've got anything. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, can I fit a date?
It says April 19th. That's what I'm saying, like, what the fuck? All late and shit.
I guess he wants to make Americans feel good, I guess. Oh, we're gonna see the American rescue plan.
Or
bitch, that ain't gonna rescue.
Or weapon, I was like a family member. I mean, weapon, I was like someone that really desperate need of another check. Fucking, you just send this bullshit letter late in the game.
Yeah.
and making it, giving them high hopes that another one's coming through, like, oh, I'm about to get another support or some shit, just to be like, oh yeah, we confirmed that you know that stimulus check that you got a long time ago, yeah, we just making sure that you got it in the letter or whatever the fuck.
I'm still cracking up at, like, what the fuck, 1400, what the fuck, who is that supporting?
Who is that helping?
Thank you.
Oh, why God, apply for unemployment and all that shit. You know there's no jobs, motherfucker. Like, you sure aren't gonna be giving out shit.
Period.
And then if I do apply for it, I gotta be in some type of circumstance. God forbid if I try to grow or whatever, fuck, you already tried to take the fucking financial support that you're giving me away. The fuck? How am I supposed to grow? And the one thing you was helping me not worry about getting food or whatever little extra money that I was getting, I could put that towards my business or some shit. And then here I am trying to grow and shit. And you willing to take that away from me when I get, like, to a certain enough status point.
This world is so fucking backwards.
You know how the system is.
I'm so sorry, Lord. You will not go unpunished.
No need. You fought well. A man deserves to be called. Wash him.
I know he just said the man will not go unpunished.
Yeah, he's a slave. He just disobeyed his master. That's another thing. We are so okay with what. Listen, I don't have a problem with this. You know, it's a story to tell. Don't get me wrong. I think people should be using their story in the context. But I just find it hilarious that we're so okay with using slaves and shit as a term of a story, or, like, you know, a black person, you know, background and shit. But if it was, like, the other way around, like, if y'all was slaves or whatever the fuck. Or, like, you know, we're so okay with using, like, Hitler as our main agenda every, like, Call of Duty game or whatever the fuck. But, like, if, God forbid, if America was Hitler and all that shit, I doubt we would let that shit be advertised, let it be played around the world or whatever the fuck, or keep people, letting people, like, we would say to them, like, yo, that's in the past, we're not like that anymore.
God forbid that we get a Hitler melanin being, oh, this is outrageous, this is insane. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of them being comfortable. And when they get uncomfortable, shit gotta get shut down. Shit gotta get taken because you're uncomfortable, bitch. All of us are uncomfortable since day one.
But y'all could have some racist TV shit, like, even like the early, like, cartoons, like the early Mickey Mouse and all that shit. Them racist ass cartoon skits, they still air on to this day. Like, even though they did a lot of rages, racial skits and shit, or, you know, they are known for being pedophiles and shit, like kids and shit, they TV still air, like, Mickey Mouse still wear a white glove, which is, like, you know, I'll watch this shit and just watch it, but there's, like, hidden agendas to this shit. I would've never known it was, like, you know, Mickey Mouse wearing a white glove, that would've meant something. I think it was, like, supposed to represent, like, you know, white people, they pretend to be black with a face paint and shit, and they wear the white glove as a symbol or some shit. See, they think that's dirt.
Shit is sexy. Yeah, why is it washing up?
It's not dirt. It's the color of skin, my lord.
Did you make us skin black? No. I was born with black skin.
You were born with black skin.
Yes. What is your name?
Sergio Ibrahimo Balmores.
Sergio Ibrahimo Balmores.
Alright, talk to you now.
I apologize for his rudeness. The Yao people have a strong cultural identity. Yao. Lord Yasuke. I like
it. Changing people names and shit?
I'll take it too.
Why he ain't turn around? Let's talk about that.
I made a joke earlier. I was like, they were probably looking like, yo, what's that shit between his legs?
That snake.
shows me. Impressive. Especially for an outsider such as yourself.
You were there that day.
Indeed. You saved my little brother here. For that, you have my gratitude.
Period.
Where I'm from, it's everyone's duty to protect the children of the land.
It's like basic shit.
That's what I thought too. Is it just us relating back to our ancestors, or is it just basic shit that we should be looking out for the younger generation? Because they're going to be our leaders. They're going to replace us in the future.
Well, fuck.
You're a samurai, yes?
Oh, no, Keisha.
Is it common in this country for a woman to gain such a high military rank?
No. No, it is not.
Impressive.
Oh, is that the part you were
saying? No, but not those who have proven themselves.
That's shit.
Because of like everything I look at, so like community based and building and everything.
Basic shit.
I'm like, all the adults that are around me should have been an influence. The fuck? Not bad influence. I mean, even bad influence, like, we gotta see the negative and shit, because this world not all peachy and sunshine.
Oh, no, that's what I was talking about. I know they influenced me, alright. You see the issues?
But as a community based, like, you know, why we don't encourage building? Like, why are we always looking for outside help or a white man to, like, you know, fix our issues and, you know, all that shit? When we can just come together, build something, even in the creative field or whatever, like, we just came together to start our own shit. We don't need them. Clearly, we don't need them.
It's like they so damn the mind, not just be communicating, converse with half of them.
If y'all gonna get anything from this podcast, anything you're gonna take away from this shit, you don't have to go into these organizations, you know, to get somewhere where you believe that's gonna get you. You can build something with your own community and start something fresh and new and keep to that. Another thing I wanna encourage people, if you haven't found your purpose or whatever fuck you're trying to live in this society basis bullshit, I will follow your hobbies, because that's the true intents of anything. If you enjoy writing or whatever fuck, pursue that.
Sure.
Look into a career where you think you can wake up every day, do the same shit, and still enjoy it for the rest of your life.
Sure.
I recommend just pursuing your hobbies. Make that shit into a career, because if anything, that's the realest thing you can find in yourself. It's your true happiness. Because, you know, going to school and thinking, well, and finding that purpose that they're going to teach you or whatever fuck, you're not going to like it where you end up. Or you're not going to like the work that you got to put in. Because if you was truly happy or you down and doing your hobby or whatever fuck, and you wouldn't look at to the actual work as a necessary hindrance, you would look to where it's more like an experience or like something that you'd be willing to tolerate because it's your hobby at the end of the day. It's your passion. You're willing to expand and shit. So if you're going to take anything away from this podcast, like, take that. Start looking to people amongst your communities. Build with them. Look for somebody that's in the same interest field as you, or ever fucking build something. If you know somebody that's into like camera or whatever fucking, you want to be down for YouTube or creative content, like, work together, motherfuckers. Like, damn. Shit. I just hate that the, you know, the mindset of the black communities, they only willing to work somebody along amongst their people if they in the same experiment field. Like, take that time. Yeah, clout, social status, whatever, fuck. Fuck that. Take that time to really invest. If you invest in someone that's not experienced as you or whatever, fuck, you can take them on the wing and already, like, all their talents and shit is going to be for you. You took them on the wing. You helping them grow and shit. Instead of just looking for someone that's already, you know, in the same, quote, status, which is, that's bullshit. You're never going to find someone exactly in the same status field as you. They're either going to be a little bit older or a little bit higher than you. Like, that's where you're gonna come by. So take that time to invest in motherfuckers. Invest in your own people back. Like, the fuck? You investing into a white man to take photographs of your photo shoot and shit. For what? That money not going back to your community.
Interfere.
Interfere with
selfish shit.
My brother made a great.
Shit is annoying. Everybody trying to be like for themselves, but you still come up short, dumbass. Like,
or like, great, you made it out of the hood, but how about the rest of your people?
Not only that, you still suffering. Period. Now you're dealing with fucking racism. Like, oh, I don't like it around here. This is that.
Oh, yeah.
They used to paint the suburbs was a utopia for black people. Oh, we would be accepted here.
Nigga, if you're not accepted to the city where most common people live, the people that live in the suburbs is more, what's the word? I'm not gonna say outcast, but
conservative.
Yeah, conservative. You think you're gonna find peace there?
Motherfuckers. All you're gonna do is now you isolate yourself from a connection that you could possibly have, and then you're in a house in there with no connection. So now depression and everything else hits different. The fuck? And you thinking that you good, but going to a supermarket and shit, you risking your life every single day, asshole.
Actually, I never acknowledged how the hood is so diverse. Cause I even no matter what hood I am, I can see more than my people. I can see Chinese people. I can see, you know, Germany, whatever other race that's living in my community. Puerto Ricans, Hispanics, whatever the fuck. I see all that in my hood. But if I expand to one of these high cloud neighborhoods, whatever the fuck, I see nothing but Caucasians. Or these, like, Caucasian mindset people. They could be a color man, but have that Caucasian mindset. And I'm just like...
A mistake. What you did was honorable in its own right. You have my respect.
And whose respect do I have?
I am Natsumaru. And what do they call you? The samurai that was once a servant.
Yosuke.
How would you feel to constantly get introduced as a colored man and then be like, oh, you're a samurai that was once a servant? Like, would you feel some type of way about that?
Yes.
I thought that was just me. Like, why am I constantly introduced this way? Like, what the fuck? I'm a samurai. Just go by samurai. Yes, that was my past. Like, you could ask me about that, but don't include that, like, as a title or some shit. The samurai. The past servant. What the fuck? Even though I just said what I just said, don't take that as the opportunity. Don't take that as like, oh, I don't want to see that shit in the anime. This is helping conversation be discussed. If I didn't see this in the anime or whatever fuck, this topic would have never got discussed or whatever fuck. So I think more people should be including this type of shit into the discussion of like hard topics and shit into the play. Like serious topics, like, you know, corruption, rape, or whatever fuck. You know, if people see it, they're able to discuss it or be there. If you feel disgusted by it, now you know what you don't want to do or whatever fuck, or you don't want that environment involved around you or whatever fuck. That's how it should be. We shouldn't be controlling all television to have this one mindset or paint this bullshit fantasy world that we don't live in. We live in a corrupted world where anybody could be corrupted or have some type of fucked up agenda or issues amongst you or your peers or whatever fuck. So I want to give a shout out for this anime, so thank you for having me there. Even though I don't fuck with like people, you know, acknowledge like, oh, you used to be a past servant, but if it haven't been brought up or brought to my attention, we wouldn't have a topic, you know, to discuss on that. So thank you.
It's up to you. Why? Who are you?
I'm just a boss. Nothing special about me. He's just impatient to become a man.
Well, I've seen the way you move to avoid his attacks. I hear the things you say. You yell out in your sleep, like a man haunted by his past.
The necklace you wear, that symbol is familiar. I've seen it before.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
Helping us. Why did you change your
mind? Did she have her shit? Oh, fuck this.
And what does that mean?
Where I'm from, every man and woman cares for every child. It's our duty. Make sure every child is safe.
It's okay.
I've seen many illnesses, nothing like this.
She's a special child. She requires special care. That is all you need to know.
Every whole space.
We make sure every child is taken care of and safe.
Do you think the child. What do you think?
What I think of a child? Mm-hmm. Endless potential? Because it's been proven, like, it's very, for a kid, it's like a sponge. You could give him all this knowledge or whatever, and he can just soak it without a problem. Mm-hmm. So I say endless potential, which it make me mad that society doesn't invest in kids as much as we should, at least in the United States. We give this false reality, this bullshit education that you don't necessarily need or whatever fuck or use after you get out of high school. Or you learn all this bullshit just to learn that you learn basically the beginning level, and then college is this not even a similar next step, it's just a whole new wave of shit. You just like, yo, I feel so unprepared for this shit. Now kids are stressed out, in debt, whatever fuck. Or they graduate with a degree that they can't use. All that year and time you spent, and you told me that, oh, like, go ahead, waste another 5 years out of your shit to get another degree.
To try to live comfortable. I was gonna say, when I see children, I see innocence, I see purity, I see, like, you know, it's like when you're in a new city and you're, like, looking around, like, oh, shit, what's this? What's that? Like, looking around because you've never been here before.
So I see replacements.
Huh?
I see replacements.
Like, you see. Human children as replacement.
Yeah, for the next generation, because like we're here, like I think the young adults, not young adults, prime adults, like people that are around like 18 to like 30 or whatever fuck, I think it should really fall on us to make decisions in the future, because that's where we're gonna live, you know, to the next generation. Mm-hmm. While the old generation, I believe they should like sit back and just enjoy life, whatever fuck. I don't think you should have too much to say unless it's like things that specifically involving with your age class. But I don't think they should have like a big decision on where to route, so like, you know, where the United States is gonna go or fuck, because clearly it's not working in y'all care. So for the prime adults that's experiencing and live through the hardship that been passed on to us, or if I think it should come down to making the bigger decision, because we're mature enough and we understand, like, all right, we need change, you know, working 40 hours a week or whatever fuck, that shouldn't be a norm thing. Like, it's not working. You work 40 hours out a week every week and you're still struggling. Now you need another job. Now you need, you know, you need to find time out of your day, you know, for work, or, you know, you don't have enough time to give to pay attention or pour into your kids as they need to. So I say the younger kids is like apprentice. You know, they pick up, they learn. Like, I think this should be nothing, but we should have a world where they could just live in this world and just, you know, experience as much as they can, and then when they, you know, right or capable of being independent, they can and make big decisions. And like I said, replace us. And the reason why I said replace instead of because, like, my use of replace is, like, you know, you come in with your own baggage. Like, I retired, whatever. Mm-hmm. We might not have the same views or, you know, the same goals, whatever fuck, but you're a leader now. Now it's your time to lead however you see fit. You're replacing me. Like, you're not trying to be me or whatever the fuck.
That's true.
Or, you know, like, you're basically supposed to be involved in a better me, a better generation than mine. That's how I see it, and that's how it should be. Because whatever problems that we were facing or whatever fuck, hopefully you didn't pass down too many flaws to y'all. But the flaws that y'all do have, or the new challenges y'all facing, or whatever fuck, y'all can most likely focus on the new challenge than the past challenge. Because we should be able to evolve from our mistakes, and then, you know, for the new generation that's coming in, supposed to, like, you know, see or whatever fuck, or experience some new shit that we haven't saw or experienced or put our attention to too much, and then they can focus on that. So, for example, like, generation before should have got past racism, and then this generation that we're in now, we should be focused on environment change, make a better decision for the planet and shit. And then after that is probably our generation that's focused on population. All right, we're breeding too much, we expanding too much. All right, we need to slow down the population. Like, you know, we should be having that conversation. And then there's the people that explore. Is this more outside of Earth than, you know,
than it is just us. You know, following the technology to explore and shit, to expand, you know, outside of the galaxy or whatever the fuck. So I think it should be like that. Yeah, any more to say on that? By that, illogical. Your attraction to him is illogical.
No, it's not logical. So, like, logic.
Illogical. Your attraction to him is illogical.
Oh, it's lacking sense or clear sound reason, so it's irrational, it's unreasoned. It doesn't make sense.
I figured that's what it was aiming toward.
Yeah. So it seems that's illogical, but it's not making sense.
It's not ideal for them.
That is true. I like that.
The child's journey.
Why are you here for this child?
So be it, journey.
So be it.
That's okay.
Indeed. What was that?
Spoke Japanese.
The black man spoke Japanese?
Yes, I spoke Japanese. You speak Japanese and recite ancient proverbs. You must have lived a good life.
Shut my book.
I like that. That's not me. I did. I don't like that.
So we meant like a man that take control.
Like a man that fucking rapped out. Said fuck all the talk.
That's a bear.
That's bear person.
We never saw what happened to that man. It never makes sense to me. Like, we live in a world where, like, you know, women was being abused from the early time period, you know, depending on men, but we never teach them how to be independent.
That's the one.
For and sure. That's the thing that's pissed me off the most. Like, yo, you're a father of a daughter. Like, you already can teach her how the game is, whatever fuck. Not be dependent on a nigga or whatever fuck, or watch out for signs or whatever fuck, and whoop a nigga ass if you try to, and take a nigga life if you have to. The fuck? If you feel like this nigga is pursuing you and won't leave you alone, like, sometime, committing this great evil act will save you the hassle later on.
You can see myself, bro. You really gotta think, because I've been a thinker too. You've been a thinker.
Like,
I think that's the problem.
Like, for example, we let all these racist crackers live just for another day to be racist to somebody else. They won't necessarily be racist to me again, but it is a possibility. But if I take this nigga out, one is it's showing a sign that I'm not willing to deal with the shit, and hopefully encourage more of my people to stand up for each other. We had enough.
It's the thinking logic. It's the thinking like that it will come up. It can possibly show up. It can possibly happen. Motherfuckers just not thinking. That's why I said, like, if you was to have a conversation and like question people and shit like that, it really fuck what they meant to. Because it's something to think about, and they not thinking. I don't know where, what world they're living in, or where they at. But when that shit pops up, it's like, oh shit, that is true. That could happen, or like.
Or, like, you know, that's not even just white people. It's also colored people as well. But, like, you can't fight hatred with hatred. Okay. Motherfucker, I had nothing but peace. This motherfucker brought hatred towards me. And then it's not even just regular hatred. Like, my life is not going to be in danger. Or fuck. My life can, could, or are in danger because of these motherfuckers' hatred towards me.
And then we'll try to hit some type of dead bullshit like you can't fight me. Because who? Because what am I supposed to do? Live and love? Oh, I love you. After he fucking stabbed me.
You after you, after a racist cop take one of my loved ones.
But fuck.
Or motherfuckers like you and Candace Owens talking down on my people and trying to make it seem like, you know, oh, the reason why their life was you know, taken because his past action or whatever fuck from 5-6 years ago.
She doesn't have enough of a brain cell. And let's continue. I like that shit though. The child like right now.
Okay, so that was the first episode of Sasuke. You remember his actual name?
Some sexy shit.
Mm-hmm. That name was beautiful. I didn't, like, never heard it. I was, like, such amazed by it. Because it's like, I'm not going to hold you. The one thing I noticed in the black community, even when we do have, like, our ancestors, like, you know, ancient names or some shit, is usually the trending names. Like, you know, common, you know, names or whatever fuck. Mm-hmm. But we don't so often, well, at least in the United States. I'm pretty sure in Africa is more commonly known to have different fucking names other than... I can't give you an example because I don't know too many of them.
Yeah.
But,
just... I'll say Mama Dunn.
Mm.
Yeah. Sarah.
Mama Dunn.
Mm. You don't hear no shit like that. Mama Dunn.
Mm.
That shit beautiful.
Yeah.
But Jujutsu is an African name.
Oh.
Jujutsu.
I see why you're so proud on it.